Andre Kachaturian for Armenian Sports News coverage powered by your favorite attorney, Nelson Gevorkyan Esquire. Today we are here with Keith
Krikorian,
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu star at Broadway Jiu-Jitsu in South Boston. Keith, how are you today?
Great. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, you just finished hosting a seminar here. And how did they all do?
Yeah, everyone was great. It was a really high-level group. Always ideal when you're coming in to teach a seminar because you don't have to just focus on the basics. You can touch on all the advanced stuff too. So it was nice.
Yeah, you were talking to me during the seminar that you like to go to different cities and offer these seminars to fighters and kind of get your name out there. Why is doing things like this important for you?
Well, I love to travel. I love to meet new people, experience new cultures, do new things. So, like, that's a huge part of it selfishly, right? But also, I do think just, like, you know, part of giving back to the community, I like to just extend my time and my energy to, you know, I don't know, the sport that has given me a lot my whole life, really, you know? It's really fun for me. I'd like to think that it's fun for everyone else. You know, I try my hardest. Like, I put a lot of effort and energy into making it a very pleasant experience for everyone. So, it hopefully feels good for them. I get a lot of benefit out of it, just even teaching. You know, I don't have a full-time teaching schedule. So this is a very good practice for me and good experience for when I open my own school, you know. And, yeah, it's just, I mean, I like to make it an all-around great experience for everyone, you know, ideally.
So is this something that you kind of saw when you were a younger fighter? Maybe someone had an impact on you, and now you kind of want to give back?
Yeah, tons of guys had massive impacts on me, and I'd go to every seminar I get my hands on, you know. And I always just noticed the ones that I really liked were the guys that clearly put effort into, like, communicating and, you know, going around and helping everyone and, you know, put energy into it. And they weren't just, like, haphazardly showing technique and, you know, like, half energy, and sometimes they maybe seem like they had a chip on their shoulder or something, you know, which was odd because, like, you know, I felt at the time is like I was giving a lot to be there. My time and the limited, you know, money that I had, I was spending on the seminar itself, you know, so, like, I never really liked attending those type of seminars, but I would try. And so anyways, just by attending all those different seminars and different, like, classes and meeting different people, like, I observed what I liked to see the most from people, and I just try to emulate that as best I can. And I had the benefit of having really enthusiastic coaches and, you know, even attending some of their seminars and obviously many classes and feeling the energy that they brought, and that was just huge impact on me and really beneficial to help me shape how I like to communicate with people, yeah, or want to communicate, and the impact I'd like to have, you know, on even just a small one, you know, like on someone who, you know, spends the time and money to, you know, come, learn from me.
Yeah, and I was here firsthand. If you're a fighter or you're training in jiu-jitsu, you got to follow at Keith Krikorian on his Instagram, because you got to go to one of his seminars. He's spending so much time on each fighter, and, you know, one-on-one training, answering every question. So you're really going to get the bang for your buck, I guess. And Keith, you're obviously here in Boston as well to fight, by the time this is out in public, the fight will be over, so we won't talk about that very much, but I do want to ask you about, you know, your year so far, because you had obviously the UFC BJJ, you had a fantastic performance there in June, July, in the summer, mm-hmm, and then you followed that up with a pretty solid showing at the EBI, mm-hmm, Eddie Bravo Invitational. Unfortunately, you lost in the final, but still three wins before that. So, and now you're here in Boston fighting. What's next for Keith Krikorian going forward into 2026?
Yeah, man, just like, continuing to do what I'm doing, like, embrace the process, you know, focus on growth over immediate results. You know, this has been one of the, I'd say, more down years of my career, but I feel better than ever. You know, I feel like my skills are higher than ever. I feel like my energy is better than ever. I feel like I'm more enthusiastic and motivated than ever. And I try to focus on that and, like, really, I'd say, take more away from that than individual results, you know, because the results can be deceiving. You know, you can win but have a terrible performance. You can lose but have a very good performance, and or, you know, good training or good camp, you know, all these things. And I've gotten great training, great camp. I've worked incredibly hard, and I'm very proud of that. And I feel like I'm reaping the benefits from that.
So you mentioned, you know, results that you don't like from this year, but one result that went pretty well for you was with the UFC BJJ, and you got that victory there. You know, UFC BJJ 3 just happened a few weeks ago in your division. The champion just defended his belt. Is there any word from Dana White, the UFC, of you perhaps going and fighting for that belt?
That was actually discussed before I did EBI, and, you know, I understand I maybe took a risk, you know. I took a risk doing something that I thought was going to be, you know, very beneficial for my career, which ultimately I think it will be, you know, the experience. And I took a risk. It didn't pay off, and so I kind of knew that by doing EBI, I was potentially jeopardizing the title shot, and that's okay, you know. Like, I think, like, you know, you have to great risks, you know, come great reward, and, you know, I tried my best, and so it was on the table. It's probably off the table now. Regardless, I think the division that they've set up now, 155, is not my ideal weight class. I'd say I'm more of a 145er, and that's something I would like to talk to them about moving forward. It would be very good for me to fight in my ideal weight. And
they have a 145.
Don't think they do. Just
yet. Sorry, they have bantamweight. That's 135.
They have Mikey's division, which is 135. Yeah. I'd like to, you know, fight in the 145 division and make a name for myself there. And, you know, I feel like I compete very well up in weight, but it's definitely not my ideal weight class. Like I said, 55 is not ideal, and I've competed much heavier than that most of this year. And I would like to, you know, maybe represent myself a little better in a division that I feel stronger in. Sure. And so hopefully I can make that happen. And, you know, if a title shot is on the line or if I need to do a few matches, I'm up for any of that. So hopefully word gets out to them about this. You know, I know they floated the idea with me, but yeah.
Well, the promotion's only growing and got a lot of buzz from the fight community. So I can only imagine it will continue to grow and you'll have more divisions in UFC BJJ. You know how Dana White is. He wants to keep growing everything. So, and also the last thing I want to talk to you about is, we've talked about this before in a previous interview, is obviously you're pretty well known in the BJJ community. People see your last name and they know you're Armenian, and you have a lot of Armenian fans. What does it feel like to get that support from the Armenian community throughout your fights and just on social media and whatnot?
Yeah. It's been huge. Since we started talking and you started posting about my career, I've seen a huge increase in traffic from our Armenians and you know, just like messages and positive support, all positive. Like, they're all, it seems, very proud of me and, like, you know, feel really connected to me, which is great because I feel so connected to the Armenian community as well, you know. And I'm really grateful to have their support and be able and proud to be able to represent them. And it's been really, really cool because I just felt like, despite me living in Southern California, I'm not too far from Glendale. Like, I was still a bit removed from, you know, a large Armenian population. So, like, to be exposed to that on the internet now is, like, really, really cool. And I can feel the support and the love, and I'm super grateful. And I, like I said, I'm just so proud to represent my family, you know, Armenia, and, you know, anyone, you know, carries the heritage. Like, I'm super, super happy about that.
You talk about your family. You're Armenian from your father's side. You had an interesting story regarding your, you know, I think it was your uncle, you said, that who was an Artsakh survivor. So that's really, you have that in your heritage. That's how does that make you feel that you're kind of honoring your family? You know, you're also fighting for yourself and in your own growth, but your name and your family, that's also important, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like, I was never in a position where I was, like, called to the front lines. You know, my uncle was, and he answered that call. And, you know, for me, like, I don't want to say I carried guilt, but, like, I wanted to do more. And I think that, you know, outside of me actually going and, you know, fighting for Armenia, I think this is a good way. And obviously it's a much different and lamer way to, like, you know, do it. And it's not as official, I guess, or, you know, whatever. But it's the least I can do is just, you know, give a positive reputation to Armenians and to my, you know, family. And and like I said, my grandpa, you know, fought in World War II and the Korean War, but both of those. And so, like, I just felt like it was in my blood to fight, you know, in some way and to represent you know, my family and Armenia. And I can't, like, speak to how grateful I am to have them supporting me and just, like, have that in my blood.
That's fantastic. And one thing I want to touch on as well before we sign off is you had an interesting there's a Armenian fighter in the UFC, Jean-Paul Lebosnoyani.
Yeah.
And you had commented on one of the posts that we had about him is that you and him fought in high school?
Yes, like several times in high school. Yeah, and I had no idea he was even part Armenian. and that's super cool because he just won on the contender series. Did they sign him?
I believe they signed him,
yeah. They must have, right? Yeah. And I think it's been a long time coming. He was like... He's very, very good at jiu-jitsu. I would see him around even after we competed, and I would train with him, and he's so good. And, you know, it's cool to see him getting into the UFC and, like, you know, representing in a high... What is his... Is Lebanese Armenian?
I'm not sure, actually. I haven't actually gotten to speak with him to get his background, but he is Armenian, and he got signed after the Contender Series. Phenomenal performance in that it was a very short fight, and it was really cool to see that you and him fought one another back in the day.
I wish I had photos. Maybe there's like probably some like Naga podiums of us together where we had a super fight at Blue Belt when we were both probably like 15, 16.
Wow.
Just like it's funny, like, yeah, and I forgot about it, to be honest, until I had like seen him, or not really forgot about it, but like, you know, I forgot that we had that connection, and you know,
blast from the past.
Yeah, totally. It's really cool. It's cool to see him posted on your page, and that's how I found out. You
it's fantastic to see both of you succeed and kind of grow up from the same region and succeed. And you know, I always joke to say Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. This is what it's called. But I think after you're said and done, it's gonna be called Armenian Jiu-Jitsu.
I hope so. Yeah, that'd be the goal. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, that'll be really interesting. Well,
Keith, you coined that actually. Armenian Jiu-Jitsu. That's awesome. Hashtag
HJJ.
Great. Yeah. Right. For sure.
Well, thank you so much, Keith, for your time, and thank you for coming out here to Boston and teaching all these guys, you know, your craft. And best of luck in the future, man.
Yeah. No. Thank you so much, sir. This is really